Blog Talk Radio. Illumination Station, and I'm Africa North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing really great. I've been having a wonderful holiday weekend. I've actually seen some wonderful clients, and I've also recreated a little bit. How about that?
some playtime in for you. That's a great thing.
Yeah, we had a teeny bit of Harvey that came, but it actually was a pleasant rain, and it made everything smell beautiful in my garden.
Yeah, those remnants of Harvey came up here. That was a little wild. But at least, you know, and what a blessing that it was just little tiny remnants and little tiny rain. It wasn't like what they had down in Texas. God bless their hearts down there.
Exactly, and we started a couple of prayer chains and stuff up here for everybody, and I know that we had a lot of people that have decided to just go and help in our area, which is amazing. People that are either, you know, retired or whatever, they just decided to go down and see what they could do anything, you know. And they kind of waited until the worst had passed so they wouldn't put themselves or their family in jeopardy, but And I also heard from my friends that are basically up farther north here in Virginia, and some of my friends in Carolina that did that. So, you know, it's amazing because sometimes you just need another pair of hands, okay? And you know, like I said, it's just been a record-breaking wake-up call, you know, about the weather changes. But I guess we're going to all find it's important to be part of community, you know, and to be the loving essence that we truly are and help others when the chips are down.
You see that. That's the one beauty of these tragedies, is that you see so much human kindness, and you see the drawing together of the people to really help each other out and to stand each other up and to really get everybody back to where they need to be. It's such a beautiful thing. I so love it.
I mean, even the pet rescues have been amazing, of the people that have reached out and stuff and tried to help. It just, you know, and again, as much as there's all the tragedy and the sorrow, too, you know, every time I see a victory, I just, you know, all I can do, I can't really go there. I wish I could, but I just don't have that ability right now. And like I say, if I knew that where I was sending money was going to go to the right place, I'd be more apt to do it. And I don't have any confirmation. I looked up a few things, and I couldn't find anything.
Wow, really? There's a lot of different organizations out there that are helping a great deal. I'm surprised, especially in your community. There's a local church where right by where Dan lives at is doing a whole charity thing for it. They're driving down with a couple truckloads of supplies and taking donations down there to, I forget the organization, but it helps feed everybody there.
Yes. I guess food and clothing and just simple toiletries right now are, you know, like the primary directive. So, like I said, you know, it's going to be ongoing for a while, looking at the news. But on a lighter note, or maybe not
How
a lighter
about
note,
this
now all of a sudden, say again?
I said, how about this full moon?
How about this full moon?
Yeah.
Well, I actually like this full moon because I think it helps us to use our creative imagination in a way that we can manifest something and share it with others.
Absolutely. You said on a lighter note, this is the reason why I said, how about that full moon? Isn't that going to be nice?
Yes, yes. And it does have Cancer Rising, which is about nurturing and supporting those that are the children of God. They don't necessarily have to be our children specifically. It's got a nice nurturing energy, at least here on the Eastern Seaboard. And I just love the fact that the way the chart is set up, all these beautiful trines to retrograde Uranus and Aries. And I think, again, the whole idea is for us to prepare in the future for catastrophes that may occur. Like we're looking at Irma now, okay? And in the full moon chart, we're seeing all these trines and blessing lines that we have learned that we cannot be lackadaisical when we know that something is coming. And even if we don't know if we're going to actually be a target, to look at ourselves, our neighborhood, those we love, how can we put ourselves in a better position for not only our own personal survival, but to help those closest to us. And I just like that particular grand trine activity that's going on in the chart.
And it, you know, it's not only that. It is. It has the finger of God. It has the yod going from Venus to Pluto. And that beautiful foundational shift in love and trust, and to really have that preparedness, bring things forward where there are those foundational shifts. I think this is such a great one to be, because Pisces is so optimistic. You know, any Pisces energy has a high optimism. And it really can bring everybody together to a common boundary and a common vision. And sometimes it does take catastrophes to make people look at it in a different picture. This whole full moon effect is really transforming that, to have people actually look at how they can share common ground even though they may not agree with each other. And that is a big
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely, and I love that Pisces energy, because it's all about unconditional love, for no darn reason.
Absolutely, pie in the sky. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Mhm. And it's interesting, in Neptune retrograde, a lot of times when we get into survival mode, we have to stop and think back and think about, what did I do last time I was in a crisis? How did I handle it emotionally? How did I walk through it? How much faith did I engage? How much creative imagination about getting through? Did I think outside the box and just knew somehow it would all work out okay? You know? So I really like that too.
I do. I love this one. So I think there's going to be some shifts that people are really going to feel. You know, of course, you know, the day before Mercury goes direct, so that's going to help in the situation. So we have a couple little things going on right there that are really going to, I think, ease people a little bit more into feeling more that they have their own power, that they can get back moving forward. These types of things, I think, are slowly but surely coming back with this.
And the other good news is that Mercury is getting rid of this station direct. Hello.
Yeah, well.
Right,
yay,
before the full moon.
Yeah. Just a little bit before.
I know. It's been a challenge for anybody that's in the communication field, and most people are in some aspect, okay? But we have toughed through. We've only got a few more days to go, so just be a little bit more careful for the next few days. And then we're going to be in its shadow for several weeks, but it's going to get better every day. It's part of the grand plan, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and there's, you know, it's all about harmonizing with the universe, because that's where we don't have control. And so if we go with the flow of the timing of what the universe likes us to do, it works a little smoother or a little easier. Is it, you know, I don't know. I know few people who really like Mercury retrograde. But in those challenging times, it gives you great peace knowing that you've shifted gears and are more working with the universe instead of against the universe.
Well, I'm going to play the angel's advocate for just one moment, and I'm going to tell you, I've had several clients that want to get out the fisticuffs, okay? And I honor that as well, because sometimes you need to meet the challenge in a different way, and you have to aggressively choose to take a turn in the road during a retrograde cycle like this one. And so I also honor those, okay?
That's a good thing.
So we have a bunch of people on hold. You want to take a caller?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite North. Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
Jacqueline.
Hey,
how's it going?
Doing?
Hey, well, you know, it's just end of my 30-day cycle of just detoxing and mouth and brain and everything else, and going to a sweat this weekend and yoga. I have a yoga workshop, and I got a sweat on Saturday. So basically, it's just going to be detoxing, letting go, and meeting new friends too. So it's good. I've got a great
beautiful.
But yeah, it's an interesting time for thinking right now. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. And I'll say you have been. There's still more information you need, because Chiron is passing over your Mars, and the full moon is passing over your Chiron, and so here again we have that. You're really, there's a lot of enlightenment and awakening. We're still waiting. So it's still a little bit for you in communication and thought.
Mars is conjunct your moon tonight, Jay, in very early Virgo. I'm not today, but I'm the full moon. And it's interesting because you're going to find a practical aspect of how to move forward with your decision-making and some of the practical things that you're doing about your health on a daily basis. And it's also going to help you to energize your inner child. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Yeah.
So awesome. It's a creativity time right now. I think for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sense a certain level of tension in you. What's that about?
Like a really come to terms of looking at the shadow side of myself for this weekend. So I haven't been to a sweat in a while, an Indian sweat in a while, so it's going to be interesting. So, you know.
So you're doing a lot of releasing right now?
Yeah, not so much, but I'm more of just getting ready for it, just getting my stuff, you know. Monday through Friday, I won't be really doing very much for creativity-wise, but just more of, like, introspective, eh? So, you know, when you look at that shadow stuff you don't want to look at, it can be intense time, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this, because of the Saturn aspect to this in your first house, okay? The thing is that with this heaviness, you know what you're going to go through. You've been through this before. Know what it is. Find the lightheartedness in it as you go through. Find the comedy and humor. Because you're redoing something again that you visited before. And so you know where you're going. You know how it's going to go. Find the irony, humor, whatever you want to call it, in the situation and embrace that part of it. Because you know that the other side, you're going to be better off. You're going to end up being a little bit more at peace, and there's going to be that success at the other end because that you've done this before. So think about it that way.
I've been through it before, but this is more of like I've really got to hunker down and work with it. So I'm telling you.
Well, bless you for meeting that challenge. I think it's very important. You know, it's very personal to you. And like I said, even though you have a little bit of trepidation moving forward, out of this is going to come a deeper inner strength. And I want to say a deeper inner humility at the same time. So I really think it's great that you are taking it so seriously in one aspect, but I also agree with Jacqueline that remember that this is an important passage for you. But take the time to enjoy moments in between. Okay?
Okay.
Trust that you're coming out the other side. That's the thing. Trust that it's all for your benefit. Trust that it's all good in the process. I promise you. When you go with it, that you have the confidence that you know that everything is going to come out fine, no matter how painful it is, but that you know going through this is going to come out success on the other side, be a lot better off.
Hmm.
Perhaps the next time that you call us on the radio, you'll be going, woohoo!
You will, I promise you.
I really want to step into it and go for it, because I think I got to really show up this time. I feel like I got to show up this time. And, you know, what's really interesting, you know, too, the sweat I'm going to is actually, I met this person who wanted to talk about this. So we met at actually at a bar, didn't drink or anything like that, but just talked about the sweat. So she is actually going to be coming with me to the sweat. So just looking for stuff, too. So should be good. Good enlightenment time.
Great. Wonderful.
And it'd be good sweat because it's the Virgo. It's a Virgo. She's a Virgo. So, happy Virgo.
And that energy is very apparent right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Way showers everywhere with Virgos. I have so many Virgo friends. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, keep us posted, Jay, okay?
Well, thanks so much for the insight, ladies, and it's always great talking to you, too.
Oh, many blessings to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Take care. Good night.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. You're such a sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see who's next. Yeah. I just tried to click on this and it won't click. Let me try it again. Air code 540-819. You're on the air.
Oh, yay. That's me. I'm Amanda. Hi,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, I'm well. How are y'all?
Good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27. Beat that.
Okay, I can't. This is my first time calling, and my friend Kara had told me that I could call, and if I gave you, like, my birthday and time and the birthday and time of the person I'm dating, that you guys might be able to give me some feedback.
Absolutely.
Okay. So my birthday is 2/27/87, and my birth time is 3:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And
2:29?
The guy... 2:27. Wait, the time was 3:29 p.m. And then the guy that I'm dating, his birthday is 8/11/93, and his birth time is 9 a.m.
And where was he born?
He was born in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
You're gonna need all the birth information again.
I was born in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, so like Onslow County, North Carolina.
So let's go with your birthday again. It's February?
Yep, February 27th,
1987. And it was at
3:29 p.m.
3:29 p.m.
And the city again?
It's Onslow County, North Carolina. Jacksonville is the city.
Jacksonville.
And you live in Roanoke now?
And I live in Roanoke now, yep.
A native to my neck of the woods.
yeah, right.
Okay, let's take a peek. See what's shaking.
Careful.
There's an awful lot of static on the line.
Yeah, it was breaking up. I'm gonna. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
What's
much
your birthday? What's your first birthday again?
8/11/93.
And time again?
9 a.m.
And he was born in Rona?
He was.
Or Slow and Oak, as I like to call it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, you want the good news or the bad news first?
Let's get it over with. Let's do the bad news first.
Well, I don't want to shoot anything down here. Just there's some things here that are a little bit not the best connect. And from what you're telling me as far as his birth time, his moon is at an aneurytic degree. He's on the Taurus Gemini cusp. And it's interesting because his moon does form a sextile to your Jupiter. So I do feel that you can be beneficial to each other in some ways. Don't get me wrong. Okay?
Okay.
He does have a bit of Leo. Now, you have Leo rising in Roanoke by 6 degrees. Okay?
Okay.
His Mercury and his Sun are both in Leo. His Sun's in your first house. And there's some nice trines to your Sagittarian planet. So it can be fun. It can be adventuresome. It can be lighthearted. But it also needs to have a certain level of independence if it's going to sail. Okay? He also has Mars at aneurytic degree. His Mars is also at aneurytic degree, and it's exactly in opposition to your Jupiter. So you are very, very different people, but you do have the ability to provide for each other certain things that the other person lacks. What do you think, Jacqueline?
There you go. I was going in there of what you lack, you will attract. Okay? One of those interesting ones as far as that's concerned, okay? We were talking about how the optimism of all the Pisces energy, and you've got a lot of it.
Yeah.
And you have a very high optimism, and you have a Mars, of course, you're one stubborn girl, okay?
Yeah.
And here again, when it comes to love, I am going to give you a trick about this one because I agree with Aphrodite and everything she said. Quality of time versus quantity of time with this relationship, it has to have that independence because he brings to you inspiration, creativity, and a fire and a focus that you need. You need a little bit more discipline in certain areas of life. And you bring him emotion and feeling and caring. He has a Venus Cancer, but he has very little water in his chart. So you bring music and expression of that and really enhances the creative level.
Yes.
All the water and emotion. The trick with this relationship is to be best friends. If it is never going to work, the two of you have to have a strong foundation of a friendship first. So, again here, I wouldn't put all my eggs in this basket, is what I'm saying, but I would invest in it. And I would say, okay, let's see where it goes from here. And have that patience with it because it can't. The two of you work well together in the long term, but in the short term, you can't point out.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're a new moon baby, too, and I love that about you, which just means when you show up, it's things are just getting started, babe. You're deeply compassionate. You're very, very psychic. You're very psychic. Oh, my goodness. Very psychic. Have you been developing your spiritual gifts?
I'm trying. Like, recently I've been, like, trying to pay more attention to that. I haven't really before, but, like, I started like reading, doing tarot and that kind of thing. So I'm trying like really hard to like just not force things, but just like let them be. And like that's really hard for me, but I'm trying. So.
Well, just to let you know, Amanda, I do a tarot share group twice a month at the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke. We'd love to have you join us.
I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah.
I'm writing that down.
It's at the Lifestream Center. It's the second Tuesday and the fourth Thursday every month. And it's really great. We have a core group of people. We have people that just show up. We have a great time. I give you new spreads. I help you open your third eye. And the girls are fantastic. And the guys that show up, too, they're all really wonderful lights, if you will. And we'd love to have you, and it'll help you maybe to get more on that path and develop some of that beautiful ability that you have and be able to define it to your satisfaction. Okay?
That would be amazing. Thank you. What time is that at?
It's from 7 to 8:30, the second
okay.
Tuesday, fourth Thursday of the month.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
You have a sweet night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right, God bless. Okay, let's see who's
next.
See,
it's so perfect for that. I'm
very amazing chart.
Yeah, I am so
glad. I don't usually do a commercial, but this is more like an invitation.
Oh, yeah, looking at this chart, I'm like, oh, yeah, go for it. Because it's so there.
Yeah, you've done the tarot shares. You know how much fun that is for people. They love it. They just love it.
Oh, yeah, and here again, she's perfect for it. Absolutely perfect for it.
Yes. All right. Oh, here's the next one. Okay. Area code 561212, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jackie. This is Lena.
Hey, Lena.
Hi, Lena. Long time no hear from you.
Yeah, I need some insight here. I've got some nepotism going on, and I need some confirmation. Remember I told you about that nut job guy? Well, he's still lingering around, and he's been really, really bothering me. So I had my brother, my twin brother, has been calling him to find out what the story is. And for some reason, I think he turned everything around on me, and now I think... Because there's something going on in my family. Like, they're trying to, like, I don't know if they're trying to push us together or what. And I do not want anything to do with this man. And I think my family likes it because they think, oh, well, she's homeless. He's got money. It doesn't matter that I don't like the guy. You know what I mean? It's almost like they're trying to push me towards this man. And I don't want anything to do with him. So I was just seeing... I think that he's manipulated my family because I just had a big fight with my sister, who's a Pisces moon, and my twin brother, who, you know, same sign as me, and it's just a lot of emotions going on.
Oh, this retrograde Mercury is really whacking you. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. Oh. Like, I don't have enough stress. The man is out to get me. I think he's trying to force me to marry him. I just don't work that way. I found a lot of bad things that he does, and I don't. I got morals.
You sure do. You have so many plants in your ninth house. Crazy. Okay.
That's right. Moral? I thought 10th house
well,
was.
Well, when it comes to the realms of love, it's a personal decision. Okay.
Yeah.
And you've already made your personal decision. So I think that it's okay that your brothers and sisters maybe want somebody to take care of you because you have struggled for a long time, okay?
Yes, I have.
And I can understand their point of view, but, you know, again, you know, personal relationships like this are a very personal matter, and you should maybe not have invited them in, okay?
Yes, I know that. And I got Saturn coming to my seventh house soon, so I'm really, really picky who I'm. It's like I'm like my antenna's up already. I mean, I really feel like it's already in my sign or it's in me. And he is just like the opposite of the man I'm looking for. He's got a lot of things that he doesn't do nice things. And people like that don't change. Not at 62.
Right. Right.
Scorpio rising. Oh my God. He's out to get me because I won't date him. Oh, my God.
Well, how are things going with your daily life, your job situation and all that?
No, I still haven't found a job. And this Mercury retrograde is just like putting about, he's been putting phony jobs online. And then I'm going on these jobs because he wanted me to work for him too. And I refused to work for him.
Well, I think it's a distraction right now that you don't need if you feel that strongly. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I'm going to say, you know, for all that Pisces energy, you have a Mercury in Aquarius and a Mars in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very dramatic life comparatively to the average.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
It's almost like I love the drama. Even my sister-in-law said, I think you love this drama with him. I said, I really don't. I'm tired.
Well,
I'm getting old.
It is. It wears on you. And what I'm going to say is use your soul energy. Use your Piscean energy because, again, here, all of this Virgo energy over this next month is opposing you, you know, and you are in the process of talent. When September comes, it'll get a little bit better. I mean, when October comes, it'll get a lot better for you, okay? September is your opening of your year, okay? The good thing is that you can actually see for yourself and be who you are. It's, again, changing the subject when your sister starts talking about that. And
she abused me terrible. You have no idea
how
she laced into me. Oh, my God. She called me everything under the book. Oh, my God. I've never been so abused by anybody in my life. And she wouldn't let me
talk. So why would you
either.
Take the advice of such a person ever? You should never take an advice of a person like that ever. No.
You know, she does. She's a passive-aggressive person, just like the type of man that I attracted. It's like, wow, no wonder I attracted this man. This is the only person. These are the type of people I'm used to in my life, passive-aggressive. They abuse you, and then they want to give you money. And then she says, well, how much money do you need? I mean, if somebody abuses you, do you want to take money from them?
I know, right. Because, again, it puts you in a situation where you feel like you owe them on some level. And on the other hand, you need the money, so they're really putting you in a very ticklish situation psychologically. I understand that.
Yes.
And
she said I have mental problems, that I need to go and have my head examined because of this man and that I can't hold a job and I'm this and I'm that. I talk about people. I'm this. And, I mean, she just was horrible. And then she said, if I was there right now, I'd beat you up.
Nice. You don't need that kind of advice, honey.
No. Everything
I
came out.
I think you're
out,
supposed
like
to be learning how to deal more effectively with this passive-aggressive energy. Apparently, you're still learning the lesson, and maybe that's why you are really, really taking stock in yourself right now, and you're, I want to say, drawing together your strengths to be independent without the help of those people that you find are not of the same ethical nature.
No. She says, I like living in a car. Yeah, you know what? I'll take living in a car over somebody who's going to tell me who's going to be I'm going to have a ball and chain. I don't like that. And I'll have to, you know, if I have to fight for the rest of my life and my independence, I'll do it. I shouldn't have to if I'm in a relationship. I shouldn't have to if you're in a relationship. It should come easy. There shouldn't be constant, stress.
Exactly.
I mean,
all right,
Lena,
keep us posted, and it's only going to go away if you make it go away, and you're going to have to be very firm and strong, and hopefully your Mars and Taurus is going to help you to do that, because if you're not firm and strong, it's not going to go away, and you have to. And we talked about this before, about cutting all communication and trying to block the person, and if you think he's showing up suspiciously as a job opportunity, don't even respond to it. I mean, you're very intuitive in your own right. Okay?
Yes.
So just stick to your guns right now.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. God bless, girl. All right.
Bye-bye.
Keep us posted.
Bye-bye.
Love you. All right. Bye. It's crazy. What's he been going through with this guy? Wow. Anyway. How can you explain certain things you really can't? It's just, really? Why is this going on?
Yeah, I look hurt. And, you know, you see how much, you know, around her she has at this point in time. I mean, And again, remember that Pisces energy right now is effort. The sun is 180 degrees from the sun. And so,
oh, I know.
The Pisces energy.
The lowest biorhythmic cycle.
Yeah, and so here again, this is a great time for her to muster up the skills, like you were saying, to come within your own power and strength and to muster up those skills within your own power and strength during this period of time, and stay tuned to what you believe in and stay in harmony with what you believe in. That's one thing about the Virgo energy is it does put everybody to work. It makes you earn what you're getting at this point in time. So it's not just her, but there's a lot of others. But it is Pisces, and God bless their hearts. It is their lowest biorhythm challenge during this time.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 856429, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Doing great. It's Rosemarie. I haven't talked to you guys for a while.
Rosemarie. Okay. Is it all one word?
Yes.
Okay.
You're 1231, 74?
Right. 74.
Excellent.
And do you still live in New Jersey?
Yes, right now I do. For now.
Right now? Oh, that sounds like it's a temporary situation.
What would you like to know tonight?
I'm sorry?
So what would you like to know tonight?
Still working on my manifestation, so I was wondering when I'm going to get going and to relocate.
And where were you going to?
Italy.
Italy, cool. How exciting is that? Pretty exciting. Well, you know, when I look at your chart in New Jersey, Jupiter, the planet with fortune abundance, is in Libra right now, which is sometimes a bit procrastinating because you can see both sides of the question and you're trying to keep a balanced view, but it's going to be going into Scorpio on the 10th of October, and it's going to hit Uranus in your ninth house, which is the house of God watching over you, but it's also the house of international travel and relocation. So I have a feeling if you're going to be plotting a plan to make this move, you want Jupiter sitting on that star. And that would be sometime in mid-October where you could actually probably make your exit successfully if you start planning for it right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I think there's some information that you're missing for you to be able to do this. And I think this full moon, because this full moon hits your natal Jupiter, okay? This is all for your benefit. Timing is everything. Saturn in Sagittarius just went direct, and it is going to pass over your sun a little bit later. But it's now in its forward motion in Sagittarius, which, again, is that long-distance travel. So the temperance and the patience that you've been waiting for, I think, is going to pay off. I think there's a little bit more information right after this full moon that you're going to receive. And then, like Aphrodite was talking about with the beautiful Uranus aspect to this, I think then is when you're really, mid-October is really what you're looking at of saying, hey, well, I'm going to launch this. This is where I'm going. Don't push yourself. But again here, keep striding towards that because there's more data. And once you have that data, you can make that leap. Okay.
Cool. So maybe.
And there's going to be more than one person helping you. One you probably will never meet, but you will communicate with. And the other one you will probably meet. Because again, it seems like there's something going on here legally. Okay. And there's also something going on with, I want to say, a consulate of sorts, which would be helpful to you. And I agree with Jacqueline so much that there's information that the authorities that are in place, they will be helping you to make this transition.
Okay, cool. Okay,
yeah.
So what you mean? It's still
keep the dream alive. Right now, you're right on it, and you know on the full moon too. I mean, Saturn's going to pass over your Mars before it ever hits your Sun, and Mars is the go do it energy. Okay, and so it's going to be doing it also in October. So you've got a couple of main shifts right now that are going to bring you to the transition. And I so agree with Jacqueline about the moon hitting your Jupiter. It's, you know, your Jupiter's in Pisces, and both Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith, and the moon are going to be sitting on your Jupiter. So keep the faith. Don't let other people discourage you, number one. And number two, know that, again, this is something that you want to do to liberate yourself.
Right.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. True. So somebody
follow
already
the
know,
yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah. Cool. So I finally go home in the middle of October. Thank God.
Yeah.
Cool.
And many blessings to you. Keep us posted. You can call us from anywhere.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you, Rosemary.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Bye. Nice. Okay.
Nice. You like how they come together nicely, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, put out a little bit of patience and it's there.
And the cosmic force are just saying yes. Wait, strategize, go. Oh, here's somebody we know and love next. All right.
Okay.
Deanna.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Aphrodite. Hi, Jackie.
How are you doing?
I am doing gratefully, just gratefully. And I also received both Jackie's and your horoscope. And I thought I'd ask a question. And that is about my Mars in my North Node. Something happening now?
Let's take a look. Okay. Let's see. We're going to your Mars return next weekend. Which is very important for work, and very important to work in a place that's diversified. So that's kind of interesting. And your north node, there's nothing in your north node. Your south node, Jupiter's already passed it.
Are you talking about the transiting north node going over your rising?
I don't quite know, because I read one yesterday and one today, and I'm looking at it, and I saw something about Mars in Virgo, and I know that my north node is in Mars. And
your north node is in Aries, and
right.
Your Mars is in Virgo, yeah, like Aphrodite was talking about.
Right, Mars is in Virgo. So that's what the Mars return means, right?
Right. It's going to
mean that something very working.
Okay.
How
is
the sign going to mean?
Go ahead.
I don't know who said what.
Well, your Mars is going to be passing over your Mars in Virgo, which means your powers of concentration are going to be increasing. Okay. And then, as Jacqueline pointed out, the North Node in your Miami chart is already in your first house in Leo, the one that's transiting above us. Okay? And so for you to demonstrate with your very loving nature, and on the full moon, Mercury's also going to be in Leo in your first house. So people are going to see your industry, but they're also going to see your sunny personality, your spirit of cooperation, your optimism when you talk to them, especially regarding whatever you see as a fit for your work. Because your first house has to do with presentations to the public, and that's what you do. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I see the same thing. I really agree that this is a great time for your work to make a transformation and change for your benefit. I think you should be optimistic. Again here, Mercury's transiting through your first house as well as Mars, and Mercury's going to go over your Mars, and it's going to go over your Saturn, and it really is going to empower you during this period of time. I think you're going to find a lot more of your strength back. I think you're going to feel a lot better about yourself. Okay? And this is setting a cycle for you for the next 2 years. So there's some great aspects that are helping support your work environment and really give you more of what you really want to do. And so I think this is a great time for you. This fall should really start to make some major transitions. Jupiter, this fall.
You're going to be reestablishing yourself. Yeah. It's great. I agree with Jacqueline totally. And when Jupiter gets into Scorpio and goes over your Mercury and your Sun, whoa, it's a time for you to be rewarded. It's a time for you to be able to invest in your lifestyle, because in Miami, your Mercury and your Sun are both in that third house of the style of life you want to live, okay? And Jupiter's going to be in Scorpio for a year. It goes on the 10th of October. It's there for a full year. So it's going to be trying to gift you and allow you to invest in a lifestyle you can truly enjoy.
I look forward to that. I was, something affected me this week because I told you before that I wanted to maybe change the interpretation over to like spiritual sort of hay housing. And as you know, Luis transitioned. And
I could
probably think of her now as being one of our guides instead. Although she was always
Absolutely. A
guide here.
Yes. Yes. What a beautiful soul she is.
Oh yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to send you a picture of something that you'll see, and you'll see a little picture of yourself in the middle. I'll do that after the show. I want to thank you very much. I want to keep on listening, and happy September to everybody, and I hope Irma goes really far from everywhere.
Oh, me too.
Turn your
fans
east.
Yeah. Let her dissolve. Jackie, I didn't hear from you, did I?
Sorry?
Did I hear anything from you?
When?
No.
Blow your fans east. Everybody turn their fans east.
Okay. That's a good one. Thank you very much again. God bless each and every one of you.
Take care.
God bless
Bye.
You guys.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. Put her on hold so she can listen, so I can make this thing work. It's still a little quirkish. I'm still a little bit of a quirkish thing going on with the Mercury retrograde, even though it's losing its power over me. I keep saying that to myself. Okay.
Go with the flow.
Ready for the next one? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Area code 551, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Hi. I called before. My name is T. I know Rosemary. I talk to her all the time. My birthday is 12/9/88.
What's your name again? I'm sorry. Can you hear me? What's your name again?
Yes. It's T.
Oh. And what's your birthday?
Are you there? Might have lost her. The system has been a little quirkish tonight, but I've been just dealing with it. I know she's born 12/9/88, but that's all I know. That's what we heard before she hung up. So hopefully she'll call back in before we have to close the show. Yeah.
Gotta love those
things happen. Oh, I know. It's been like really dogging me, but I'm just trying to like keep a moment ahead of the stress and make that happen. I want to put her back on hold here because she's still showing up on screen, but we can't hear her. So I'll go back to that after we do the next one, and we want to make sure that we take care of as many people as we can tonight. Okay. Where am I? There's so many people on here. I know a couple people are just listening, so I'm going to go here. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, ladies. My lucky night. I didn't think I'd be able to get through. My name is
Eddie.
Ellen. Yeah, I've talked to you before. Ellen? This is Ellen. Yes, and I'm calling, if you don't mind, get an update on a possible move.
All righty, okay. Then.
You're May 26, 56?
Yes, Brooklyn, New York.
And where are you moving to?
Most likely a town in Colorado. It could be Denver or Boulder.
And you're moving from New York City?
Yes. And I guess
okay.
I'm asking, plan. Does it look like a favorable thing? And if so, what would be the most favorable time to do it?
Okay. Let's take a look. We are approaching a full moon, which is usually, again, the end of a cycle. Usually I like to see planets in your ninth house transiting through there when you make a long-distance move like this. But what I want to do is I want to progress your chart. And I am going to look at what the statistical scores are on a relocation to the Denver area just for fun, okay?
Great.
And kind of see if your energies are in accord with that. She's going to give you maybe a little bit to take your bearings. Here we go. What this does, it tells you how it's going to feel to move there for the first 13 lunar months when you're making your transition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it gives scores. And the scores usually go from 0 to 150. Okay. Now, what I do is I progress your chart because you progress a day for every year you live here.
Mm-hmm.
And your score for education and communication is 145 to the top of the graph. And excitement and instability is 616, completely off the graph. Wow. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's there. Okay. So you're thinking of making the move as soon as possible. Is that right?
I would say still at least 3 months out.
Okay.
Or at least right. 2.5 months out.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I think this is a slow move for you, but I think it is a foundational move for you. I do like your relocation chart too. Colorado, I think that it really empowers you with your work as well as with your home. I think that you will find it to be a little bit more adventurous there for you. So I actually like the move, but I do think it's going to be slow in its process. Pluto is retrograde in your fourth house, and it is going to correct. Now, it's going to take a little bit of time because it's going to be a little bit in its shadow, so slow and steady wins the race with this, because those shifts you're making, I would plan and prepare, and I would make sure that I took my time planning the right things to make this move. But I think the concept of moving to Boulder or Colorado in itself is a really good move for you.
Fantastic.
Now, I want to ask you a weird question. What did you want to leave behind?
A long commute, too small an apartment.
You're feeling claustrophobic. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, too short time. I don't have enough time for things because of the long commute and always feeling frazzled. You know, it's just a better lifestyle. I'm searching a better lifestyle.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think you're going to find it in Colorado. I really do.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. And all the plans that are made right now, there's people that are going to help you, right?
I have to let them know that they will help me.
Well,
sorry,
now is the time.
Yeah.
Now's the time to make contact. See, what's happened when I looked at your progress chart, you do have planets transiting through your ninth house of relocation right now, but they're all planets that are planets of event. So this is the different things, as Jacqueline pointed out, different things that you need to do in order to prepare for this shift. Okay? But I still think it's good, and I still think you are going to be much happier where you're headed than where you are. And, you know, you don't like feeling being stuck. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. And not having
you've been
time
feeling
to
that way
enjoy
for a while.
Life. Yes. So I'm.
Yes.
Thank you for the feedback. It seems like it's the right location. Now I have to make things, put things in the work, and know that it might take a little bit of time, like a couple of months. Would you say even like within, is 2.5 to 6 months a reasonable time frame to allow this to happen?
Yes, because it could happen as soon as October. And the reason I say that is because Jupiter is in Libra now, and it's moving through your first house. That's why you're trying to do this with a balanced view. But when it goes to Scorpio on the 10th of October, it's going to be in your second house of real estate. And how you earn your daily bread and your physical body. And it's going to be a year where you can really invest in yourself. Now, the thing that you have to remember is that when you move to Colorado, your whole natal chart changes because of the ascendant, okay?
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
you have to go through 13 lunar months, every position of the full and new moon, in order to reset your bio grid. But I have to tell you, you're going to do things there you would never have done in New York. It's going to be exciting, more outdoors energy, deeper personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I agree with Jacqueline. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you, ladies, and I appreciate the quick reading, and I'll probably call you when I get a little closer to the time for more specific information. Thank you.
Both of us would love to chat with you. Give us a buzz. Okay.
we'll do. Thanks again.
All right. Many blessings. All right. Bye. All right. Well, we only have 2 minutes left on the air, so I think we should tell people where they can find us, and that'll probably be a benefit for them as well as us. Go for it.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How can they get in contact with you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And Jack and I are usually here every Sunday night from 6 to 7, hoping to give you insight as you're trying to move forward in your future. We're both on Facebook. If you want to contact us and let us know you met us on Blog Talk Radio, we're happy to friend you and keep you abreast of what we've got coming up next for you. And we love to serve you, and thank you so much for being such loyal listeners. Many blessings.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. Good night.